Let's find out more now about last night's commuter plane crash. Here's what we know. A Continental Airlines prop plane took off from Newark, New Jersey, bound for Buffalo, New York. It crashed into a house in suburban Buffalo, burst into flames, which burned through the night. All 49 people on board that plane were killed. One person in the house was also killed. NPR's Robert Smith is following this story and joins us from our New York bureau live now. And Robert, what is the latest?
Well, the latest is that there is a National Transportation Safety Board investigation team that are on scene right now. They haven't been able to get into the main part of the wreckage because there are still hot spots in the fire. There are still emergency crews. They've had at least 9 different fire departments from around Buffalo trying to put this fire out. So they're still working on that. There may be a natural gas leak that they've reported this morning. So the medical examiner hasn't been able to get in to give an official count, an official list of the victims. But we have heard that the NTSB has managed to at least locate the flight data recorders and the voice recorder from the plane, and they want to get that back to Washington as soon as possible.
And officials saying anything about what may have caused the crash?
Well, Steve Chelander from the NTSB says, all we know at this point is that the plane is down and it hit a house. So that is the very basic level of information. There is certainly a lot of speculation out there. There were reports from other pilots of icing on the wings of their planes, and weather is always an issue at the Buffalo Airport.
And we are beginning to learn now this morning the names of the victims. One of them was the widow of a man killed in the Twin Towers on 9/11, Beverly Eckert. She, the September 11th widow, who was one of the more visible faces in the years following those terror attacks.
Oh, certainly. She's been on NPR a number of times. I've certainly interviewed her. She was one of the most outspoken people about reforming intelligence agencies and the way intelligence is gathered. She testified before Congress. Just last week, she met with President Barack Obama about the administration's point of view on what to do with terror suspects at Guantanamo. So she's been right out in front, and we're hearing a lot of things today from her fellow 9/11 activists, how much they will miss her and how seriously she took this. She was on her way to Buffalo.
On her way to Buffalo, reportedly to mark her what would have been her husband's 58th birthday had he lived.
Yes.
Now, among those offering condolences was President Obama himself. He said, she was an inspiration to me and to many others. I pray that her family finds peace and comfort in the hard days ahead. Just ever so briefly, just a few seconds, that's the only name that has emerged really this morning.
Well, we know a little bit about the crew, but no, there's no official names on the list. We know that families and friends of the victims have assembled at the Buffalo airport. They've been taken to a senior center nearby where their counselors and Continental Airlines is talking to them.
Robert, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Robert Smith in New York on last night's crash of a Continental Airlines commuter plane. The plane went down in a suburb of Buffalo, New York. All 49 people on board and one person on the ground were killed.